This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday Ukraine had proven once again it was able to take the initiative as it presses its unprecedented military incursion into Russia's Kursk region. In his nightly address to the nation, President Zelensky said, "We have once again proven that in any situation, we Ukrainians are able to achieve our goals. We are able to protect our interests and our independence." Ukraine blindsided Moscow by pouring thousands of troops into Kursk last week in a surprise operation that has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gains since Russia launched its full-scale invasion of Ukraine in 2022. U.S. President Joe Biden made his first public comments Tuesday about the Ukrainian incursion.
"I've spoken with my staff on a regular basis, probably every 4 or 5 hours for the last 6 or 8 days. And creating a real dilemma for Putin, and we've been in direct contact, constant contact with the Ukrainians."
The U.S. has provided billions of dollars of weaponry to Ukraine since 2022, intended largely for defensive purposes. Cracks are widening in a public dispute between Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister. AP correspondent Julia Franco said Tuesday the latest spat shows growing discontent with Netanyahu's handling of the war at a sensitive time.
"People are here bracing for a potential retaliatory strike by Iran and Hezbollah in Lebanon for the assassination of top Hamas and Hezbollah leaders. And the rift also comes as talks are set to convene on Thursday for another attempt to broker a ceasefire."
That was AP correspondent Julia Franco. International Edition delivers insight into world news through eyewitnesses, correspondent reports, and analysis from experts and newsmakers.